Y'all ready for the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in lamest terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts, Chris
and Jonathan.
We want to thank y'all for the love. You know, had some folk hit us up congratulating us on the 100th episode.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, we appreciate that. You know, we hit 100, you know, nice milestone.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we're trying to get to 200, 300, 400, 500.
Exactly. We're just trying to keep it going and keep it going.
Oh, yeah, trying to give you all that quality programming from us. As we got right now, NFL's at the midseason, so we're about to get into that, take a look at where we at the halfway point. You know, NBA is starting to be in full effect. We got some guests coming through to talk some sports with us, NBA with us.
Yes, sir.
You know, college football getting interesting. A lot of good games today.
Yeah, a lot of upsets.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get into all of that. So as you know, this is the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour brought to you by the Black Is Network. If y'all want to hit us up, chop it up, comments, feedback, any of that, you can reach us via email, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslehman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know, and we will definitely hit you up. Holla.
Holla.
That's right. All right, so we're going to start off with a little feedback. First off, I got an email.
Whoop, whoop.
2 out of 3 out the way. Kojak edition.
What's up, brother?
The Royals lost in Game 7. Although I am happy the world got to see my city, it didn't help none. He still fell short, just like everyone knew they would, like I knew. Would have been nice because that parade would have got me Friday off. The Broncos got whomped by Tom and the squad. Look, I knew we was coming in the best team in the league. Defense on point, but y'all forgot. Peyton ain't winning in Seattle or Foxborough. It's okay. We got it out the way. That final loss is a mystery to me because it won't be San Diego like I thought at first. I was at that Chiefs game, and the Jets play calling sucks, too. They could have won, but the team gave up except the D-line. Now to the champion Spurs. Did we not pass the first test? Only 3 starters and reigning 3s. Rose, prayers to you because Chicago's shipping you to Minnesota or Milwaukee.
Oh.
Man, how the Heat got a better record than them Cavs? All right, man. Thank you, Kojak.
Appreciate that, Kojak. Oh, boy. I mean, Let's just...
Yeah, we gonna cover all that.
We're going to get into that.
Cover all that, but thanks for the email, man.
Yeah, definitely.
I know we got a Twitter response.
Yeah, we got a Twitter response from @PoutySaudi. He sent us, he said, put this in your podcast, and I told him we would. There will be no repeat scenario of Denver avenging regular season loss to Pats in the playoffs. He is also a Broncos fan, so I'm like, look, I appreciate the... first of all, appreciate the love, appreciate the following, and... appreciate the conversation. But as far as Denver not avenging the regular season loss, look, it's you can't really say. It's too early to say just because if Tom Brady and them have to come to Denver, it's a whole different ballgame. And there's a possibility they may not meet in the playoffs. So, I mean, for that, you know, it is what it is. I can't be mad at a Broncos fan being pissed off. Seemed like he was very emotional and upset at the moment. I mean, I can't blame you, dude. We were taking a beat down, a whooping. So, I mean, I was upset. But at the same time, look, we're 6-2. It's not like we're 3-5 or something. You know, we're 6-2. We still on top of the division. San Diego got whopped, too. So, I mean, it wasn't really a thing for us. We got the Raiders coming up tomorrow. So, that's a victory. I'm not really tripping. Not worried about it. We're still going to be rolling. I said beginning of the season, I thought we'd lose 3-4 games. So, we right on track.
Oh, yeah. So we appreciate that.
Appreciate
it. You know, we just leading into this because we about to get into the NFL halfway through. Most teams, everybody's played 8 games. Some have played 9. Mm-hmm. You know, this time we're going to start off with the AFC. And we might as well start with that. After that last game, yeah, your team.
Yeah.
You got knocked the fuck out.
And she was embarrassing. So because of that, we know what's going to happen next.
Yep. If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Up New England.
They the best
Everybody
team
loves
ever.
Brady.
After crapping on him, beginning of the season, now he is just the guy again. That's fine. And Peyton Manning is the GOAT. And that's fine.
It is.
It is fine. And it's part of the package. That's what comes with it. The Broncos, just for some reason, they struggle at Foxborough. But, I mean, damn it. We said they ain't the juggernauts they used to be. But if you give Tom Brady time, he gonna pick you apart. That's the great defenses included. That ain't just any defense. That's any defense. It don't matter. I mean, we just weren't getting the pressure on him like I assumed we would. I mean, yeah, we sacked him a couple times. He threw a pick, but for the most part, you know, I looked at it. After really looking at the game, those two special teams blunders we had really that basically cost us a lot. It cost us 10 points. First of all, we missed the field goal, which was just like, damn it, already. So that's 3 points we didn't have. And then giving up that terrible punt return to Julian Edelman, that was 7 easy points for them. So that was an easy momentum shift for them, especially at home with the wind and all that stuff. And they said the wind factor was kind of unusual because I guess the next day it was like 60 degrees and great weather. So I guess it was just an unusual circumstance. But I'm not going to, you know, throw a dagger in Denver for that. But, you know, props to New England and Tom Brady and all them for bouncing back. Everybody counted them out after they took that shellac into Cincinnati and to Kansas City. And they just been rolling ever since.
No,
Gronk is healthy. And that's the big difference.
Yeah.
That catch he made against Denver was ridiculous. That one of the best catches I've ever seen.
Yeah, that catch was sick.
That was sickening.
And like Gronk back.
Clearly.
I mean, so right now, you know, AFC East, they 7-2. You know, 5-0 at home, 5 straight wins. Mm-hmm. You know, they rolling. They hot.
They hot right now.
You know, in second, they got Buffalo at 5-3. Still being competitive.
On their heels, yeah.
You know, just coming off that bye. You know, Kyle Orton still been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're supposed to get Fred Jackson back, and hopefully soon. So, you know, Buffalo still kicking.
Yeah, they still in the mix. Still in the mix. And then you got Miami at 5-3. Coming off that ass whooping of fucking San Diego.
Yeah, shoot.
Donut.
Yeah, that was shocking. I mean,
Miami's got a pretty good defense.
Mm-hmm.
They have a pretty good defense that's been doing well. I mean, it really all falls on Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Seems like when he plays well, they win. When he don't, they lose.
So, yep.
I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. And then you got the Jets sitting 1-8.
Oh, my God.
1-8. We said this was Rex Ryan's last year.
Yeah.
And it's clearly Rex Ryan's last
year. They are struggling. Yeah. They can't get nothing going right now.
Marcus Mariota, where you at?
Yeah, they will definitely be looking for a quarterback since clearly, what did I read? What's on here? I know they're getting annoyed by that fire Idzik banner that's been going around. I heard they flew a plane over the stadium or somewhere.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it was over the practice field.
Damn.
For like, they said it was for a while too. It was for like 30 minutes.
Oh, just circling?
Just circling.
Damn.
And then eventually it just left. And I was like, damn, that is so cold.
I know. And then, that's something else. But yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. You know, this is what their fans are asking here.
What the fuck are we doing out here? I ask you, what in the fuck are we doing here?
That's what it's
real
like.
Talk.
God, like, you know, oh, let's put Michael Vick in.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing different.
Turnovers.
Turn.
You know, hey, he a veteran. Eric Decker, you got Percy Harvin. Let's see what you do. Michael Vick, because, you know, Geno Smith's still there. I mean, he backing up, but if he plays bad, they'll put Geno back in. All right, we got to go to your division, AFC West.
Whoop, whoop.
Denver Broncos, 6-2.
Rolling.
Know, got a little, you know, ugly loss.
It was an ugly loss. I mean, damn it, we had a bad game.
You know, now everybody, I have doubt.
I mean, that's part of the territory. That's what happens when you're an elite team. We saw it with New England earlier in the season. Oh, no, they're the worst team ever.
Right.
And blah, it's the same with Denver.
Oh, yeah. They got something to prove. You know, people are down. I mean, look, they two losses are two. You know, an overtime loss to Seattle, which they didn't get the ball. And
a shellacking at New England.
And I keep saying it, it always feels like Peyton Manning got to go to Foxborough every season. Like, I bet you, like, next season, are they gonna play New England in Denver?
Probably not. And honestly, as a Broncos fan, if you told me by midseason we'd be 6-2 and our two losses came to Seattle and New England, I'd say, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I take that easily. You damn right I'll take that. Mm-hmm. We still lead in the division. So, I mean, I'm not tripping. Kansas City's right on our tails, though. At 5-3,
Kansas City, man.
That's what I've been saying. Don't sleep on Kansas City.
No. Nope.
They've been rolling. I know, Coach Jackie, I know you out there hearing all the hoopla's that's going on out there, man. Nope.
They solid.
There's a very solid team. Mm-hmm. Alex Smith fits that system well.
Yeah. San Diego, oh, that butt whooping, man.
Again,
I'm
hoping they bounce back from that because that was embarrassing.
That was ugly.
That was embarrassing.
I mean, they were what? They were 5-1. Things were looking good. All that talk of Phillip Rivers as MVP.
This always happened with them.
And now they lost 3 straight.
This used to happen when, even like when Marty Schottenheimer was there. Mm-hmm. They'd start off hot and then they just kind of phase out towards the end of the season. You're like, what's going on? And then,
it's 2-3 on the road.
Yeah, they gotta improve in that aspect, and then go ahead and play it for you know who.
Oh yeah,
I just hope we can win a game.
We're talking about the Oakland Raiders, of course,
because they're about to go 0-9, folks, to play Denver tomorrow. So that's a wrap.
Yeah, that's
how much are we gonna win by? That should be the question. That's the question.
I mean, you know, the Raiders can use it as motivation, and like I said, every time it's a rivalry game. Now, I wouldn't be surprised because this is a rivalry game.
If it was close,
yeah, Denver won by like 7.
Yeah. It might
or
be
four
close.
Or something like
We're
that.
We're going to win, though. Mm-hmm. Is this the
I don't expect Denver to be down
no.
at any point in this game. No. It might be close, though. Mm-hmm. You know,
they
but,
gave Seattle a good run.
However, you know, they did, which was surprising. Mm-hmm. You know, but I do think with Denver coming off that shellacking, they're going to be in.
I thought
that maybe if Denver had just beaten, you know, New England, everybody was giving them praise that this might be a trap game. I don't think so.
They're going to get hungry.
Mm-hmm. Go to the Indianapolis Colts, man. Colts is doing it, man. Andrew Luck looking solid for
People
MVP.
People were panicking in the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Houston's up first. Can they come back? And it's like, dude. You know,
coming off that blowout win on Monday night versus the Giants. You know, they looking good.
They're looking great.
You know, I think Reggie Wayne is back. T.Y. Hilton balling. The defense is giving them something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Richardson has been okay.
He's been all right. Bradshaw's been good. Mm-hmm. They've been a nice tandem. Mm-hmm. They're a nice tandem to work
with. They haven't had one great running back, but they're all giving him something. That's all you can ask for. And Andrew Luck is just carrying it, dude. I mean, his third season.
And clearly, he is the best young quarterback in the league. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any argument on that aspect.
Oh, this dude, he's on a trajectory.
He's on the path to go to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
He's on the path. Now, I'm not just going to say he's a Hall of Famer already. No, he is on the path.
He is on the path to greatness. MVP discussion.
Yes, he is on the path to greatness at a young age.
Yeah, and if he keeps doing what he's doing and they kind of surround him with some talent, you know, and, you know, all these quarterbacks, they were showing they're getting old. Peyton Manning getting old. Brady getting old.
Drew Brees is getting up there in age. I'd say probably the youngest quarterback might be Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan might probably.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, Ben Roethlisberger is getting up there in age. So, and a lot of these young quarterbacks, he's probably the only one that doesn't have a lot of questions.
No. He's come out and produced from jump, which is rare with a lot of these young quarterbacks.
Exactly.
Houston, sitting at 4-5.
We have a problem.
Yep. Ryan Mallett, come on in. Replacing Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Good. He has an arm.
No, he does.
And honestly, I like giving these guys a shot. He's been sitting behind Brady for all these freaking years. Now he's coming in. He's sitting behind Ryan Fitzpatrick. Get a man a shot. I mean, there's sometimes where you're an unknown, like Samuel Jackson, unknown unknowns. And honestly, you never know what you got until you play him. Seriously. So, I mean, there's some, and he's on the last year of his deal, so he has an opportunity to cash in if he does end up playing well. So, you know, I'm curious to see what he's going to do.
No, I am too.
And just for Houston's sake, there have been talks and rumblings that they're starting to already get annoyed with fucking Jadeveon Clowney's ass.
Yeah, I've heard that. And this is, like, people are like, this is why he was questionable as that number one pick.
It's like, does he have, like, there's one thing to be too injured to play, But, you know, this is football, bro. If you got a little bruise or a little nick or something, your ass needs to play.
Yeah. I mean, if they want to hold you out to make sure you're 100%, that's one thing. If the organization is being cautious.
Yeah.
But if they're like, hey, man, you good to go. You're like, hey, you know what?
I don't know. And it's like, dude, grow up. Mm-hmm. Put on your big boy pants and let's go.
Sitting next to, you know, J.J. Watt looking at him like, the fuck wrong with you?
Exactly. Stop being a pussy.
Yeah. Got to get it together. But, yeah, that's, yeah, you don't want to hear that. You told them they should have taken, what's the name, Teddy Bridge?
They should have taken Teddy Bridge or Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
Because Khalil Mack balling.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens with that. Tennessee, 2-6. This is mm-hmm. where division gets, just falls off the map. God, they can't get any. They put their rookie QB in.
Zach Mettenberger's in. Yeah. They got Bishop Sankey, rookie running back. Jason Hunter, tossing him in there. Mm-hmm. Just play all your young guys at this point.
Yeah, that's all they can do.
That's all they can do.
So long, Jake Locker.
Yeah. He's
and Jacksonville, you know, they doing the same thing. Blake Bortles in. Denard Robinson.
Putting him through the motions.
Yeah, young run, wide receivers. Just let's play and see what happens.
Now, for Jacksonville, they're, to me, are a little bit different cases where they're a bad team, but they're so full of young players. They have so much young talent that you're almost like, okay, I can see the kind of plan that they're building on. You got mm-hmm. You pick two wide receivers in the draft. You got your quarterback now. You know, Denard Robinson's playing well at running back. So they're building something there. You can see what they're building. Some of these other teams, I'm like, I don't know what y'all are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But at least with Jacksonville, you have Blake Bortles. He's made some plays. Mm-hmm. But, of course, he's a rookie, and he's going to go through the rookie, you know, hassles.
Yep. And a division that's up for grabs in this conference.
The best division in football up to this point.
Mm.
Without question. Okay. The only division that has nobody below 500. Everybody in that division is over 500.
That's real.
How about that?
Can't argue that.
How about them Cleveland Browns number one? What?
Yep.
They hold the tiebreaker over Pittsburgh. Ain't that a bitch?
Right. Sitting next, 6-3. You know, both of them, Cleveland, coming off that nice win Thursday night. You know, I saw your man, what's the name, Hill, running back, talking shit like, I wasn't impressed.
Dude, I was like, see, rookie, shut your mouth. This is when you got to shut up as a rookie. They ain't that good. Well, they just whooped your ass. Yeah. So clearly, they're much better than you are. And Andy Dalton, he's just solidifying what everybody basically has been saying. I know Colin Cowherd was happy. Yeah. He was like, I'm going to have a field day with this fool. I've been telling y'all he sucks.
Yeah. He's had the keys. He's got weapons at running
AJ
back.
AJ Green's back. You have no excuses.
I'm a Sanu, you know, and he just can't get it together.
He was overthrowing, underthrowing. His passes were sailing.
Yeah.
Like wide open dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's hurt or what, but he looks like he's regressed. Seriously regress.
Yeah.
But I mean, hey, shout out to Cleveland. Brian Hoyer ain't losing his job.
Nope. Now, they may not re-sign him.
Yeah, that's a different story. But as far as this season goes, he don't need to be benched. He don't need to be sat. You know, let this man ride out. Y'all 6-3. If he leads them to the... Now, there's the question. He leads them to the playoffs. If they win the division, should they bring him back? It's hard not to because
that is hard.
Dude, I won the division.
You know, but I feel like it was the same thing with Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers. And you were like, I mean, now granted, it's worked out. Although Drew Brees has been killing.
Yeah.
You know, it's worked out. And Brian Hoyer last year, you know, three games, he was balling and he got hurt.
And keep in mind, he doesn't have Josh Gordon. He doesn't have Josh Gordon either.
I don't know. If he went, that's not enough.
I give some credit to him. He doesn't have Josh Gordon. And freaking Jordan Cameron's been in and out of the lineup all season.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got them 6-3.
Yeah. Now he lost his center.
You know what I'm saying? Lost arguably the best center in the league. This is why I'm riding with Brian Hoyer.
Three,
I give so much love to Brian Hoyer, man.
Three-headed running back by committee. That's frustrating the crap out of fantasy. Hey, like,
Terrence West, you are a godsend on Thursday, buddy. Godsend.
I
loved it. I started his butt.
Loved it.
But, I mean, I love it. You know, and Mike Pittman, he is from the Rex Ryan tree, and he is doing what Rex Ryan taught them to do, which is play defense, run the ball.
Yeah.
And manage the game. And it's working. I mean, damn it. It's not hard. It's a simple formula. If you know you don't have an elite quarterback, this is what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is what you should be doing. If you got a Peyton Manning, a Tom Brady, one of them, that's different. If you have an average to below average quarterback, this is what you should be doing. I mean, I know Brian Hoyer is average, but I'm rooting for the kid.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, you got that. So that's they tied.
And then Pittsburgh.
Cincinnati, getting to Pittsburgh.
I said they won in the division. Yeah. They win in the division.
He trying to come back and like, I'm elite.
You six forgot about and me. Six. He listened to the show.
I'm saying, you know, six touchdowns first game, six touchdowns second game.
Oh, snap.
I mean, dang, you're like, wow.
And I mean,
Tony O'Brown killing.
He's been getting some love, too.
And they've been saying,
Edwards came out and was like,
you got to talk about
Antonio him. Antonio Brown, man, he's that dude. And I said he needs to get, if not MVP love, he needs to be an Offensive Player of the Year discussion. Has to be. Because, I'm sorry, at this point, he got to be in the MVP discussion. Yeah. At least a discussion.
Yeah, they've been saying part of the two big moves that were made. I guess the guys coming in was one, the rookie, what's his name,
Martavis Bryant.
Yep.
He gives him that Plaxico Burress type of player. Yeah, he's 6'4", 200 pounds, runs like a 4.3, and he has what, like 5 touchdowns since he's come back?
He's opened balling. It up, and then
is he a red zone target?
And then they think James Harrison coming onto that defense kind of sparked the defense a little bit.
They needed the one thing the Pittsburgh Steelers seems to always have on defense is that one guy who doesn't seem to give a fuck. Yeah. Who just is like, I'm mean, call me what you want, I don't care. I don't care. Like you had Jack Lambert and all these other they were missing that edge.
Yeah.
And he brought that edge because they are fucking – their defense seems to be on a mission now.
Now, I saw where Mike Tomlin kind of got in on his special team with them kind of dancing to the music and all that, and people tried to make a big thing. I just think he's like, look,
focus.
We played two great games, but that don't mean nothing because two games before that, we were basically dead in the water.
Yep.
And like you said, they're tied for first. You know, there is really no room for error in this division.
Because Cleveland holds that tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm. And then right now, you know, but I like Pittsburgh. I hope they, you know, they keep it going and that running game, you know, keeps doing what it's doing with Le'Veon Bell. You know, they're gonna be a tough out.
Yep.
You know, 4-1 at home. I mean, everybody fucking lost one game at home. Cincinnati, you know what? Yeah, we talked about them. They seem to be getting overhyped. I mean, Giovanni Bernard is sick. AJ Green is sick. That defense is stout. And but Andy Dalton, man. You know, it's his job to lose, and he about to lose it because I don't know what the hell he doing.
Yeah.
And then the Baltimore Ravens at 5-4.
Not bad.
No.
But just not good enough to be in the lead in the division. I mean, they took a big L to Pittsburgh in that division game. I mean, 6 touchdown passes. Oof,
yeah.
It was bad for that defense.
Yeah, it was.
So, Terrell sucks. Talking all that smack, we had a little scuffle. You know, things happen. Mm-hmm. It's a rivalry game.
Yeah.
They expect, you know, tempers to flare and emotions get high. So, especially with a blowout like that. So, with Baltimore, you know, they're 5-4. They've slowed down a bit, but I think they need to establish a go-to running back, maybe. They just have too much of a commit. I don't know. I don't know. Joe Flacco's looked fine. Offensively, they looked okay. I mean, defensively, they've been okay. They just, I don't know. They just seem kind of mediocre.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it is. So looking at the AFC as of right now for the playoffs, you got New England holding the number one spot. Denver is going to get that bye. And then according to ESPN on here, they got Pittsburgh holding the number three spot, winning division, wins tiebreaker over Cleveland based on best win percentage in common games. Okay. Colts, you know, ahead of their division. And then you got Cleveland and Kansas City in the wild card.
Mm.
And you got them holding off the winner tiebreaker over Buffalo. So you got Buffalo, Miami. It's close.
San Diego.
And Baltimore. I'm pretty sure this is going to change. I don't know. Who do you think – how do you think this is going to change, if at all, this playoff picture right now?
I see that exactly playing out.
Ooh, okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, Denver and New England are going – they're going to lock it up.
I think they're going to win their division.
Okay.
I think Indy's going to win the division. I think Cleveland's going to surprise people and squeak into the playoffs. Mm. And then I don't see Kansas City losing the second spot. I mean, it's going to be a tough battle between them, Buffalo, and Miami for that last spot. Yeah. But I see Kansas City getting that last spot. I see Kansas City.
I don't know. Pittsburgh, that AFC North is making it difficult. Because I think Kansas City can sneak in it and get the other wild card spot, mm-hmm. unless they just start hitting a bad bump.
Exactly.
But that AFC North is throwing things, because I think two of them teams are going to get in. But as of now, I don't know who's getting in. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I don't know.
It's tough.
I can't say. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get up into this NFC.
Yes, sir.
Let's start off with, guys who playing Monday night. Let's start off in the NFC East with that battle. Philadelphia Eagles losing the quarterback, Nick Foles, out with a broken left collarbone. In come Mark Sanchez, trying to get rid of that butt fumble talk.
Yep.
But he came in, had a nice game that last game. And, he's got the Monday night game coming up versus Cam Newton. I know they just lost somebody else. I just seen recently.
They lost D'Amico Ryan.
Yeah, they're getting
that was rough.
Just pulling up at the bad time.
Yeah,
I think Mark Sanchez will probably be pretty solid. I think the system will work better for him. You know, he was working good with the Jets, and then they decided to get pass happy.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, but I think I don't think Chip Kelly's gonna ask him to do too much in that end, but. Philly, Philly's doing what they're supposed to do. They in the mix, 6-2. I'm like what I'm seeing. And, I read sources, the Newark Star-Ledger reports, members in the Eagle organization, including GM Howie Roseman, don't feel Foles is the QB of the future. I'm like, okay.
It's hard to really say that after a couple of years. I mean, he just came off a great season.
Best season. Nah. But I mean, the line. I mean, even your running game hasn't been that great.
Exactly.
It's a lot that's going on right there. And people like, is Nick Foles good right now? Yes.
Yes, he's good.
But I mean, it's like, yes, is Mark Sanchez the quarterback? I'm like, what are we talking about in the future? The next 5 years? That's too long to look.
Yeah.
There's only like 7-8 quarterbacks, you could say. I believe this dude is going to be running this team for the next 5 to 7 years. And the next 5 years,
exactly.
We can't even say Peyton Manning going to be playing for Denver Broncos for 5 years. I mean, it's hard to say.
Exactly.
So all of that. Mark Sanchez should do the job this year. And I don't think he should be losing anything. Although, we got the Dallas 6-3 coming off that ugly loss.
Yep. Now they got to travel to London and play Jacksonville.
Yeah, I don't like with them taking Romo. I don't. It reeks of desperation. Excuse me. Just like, you're playing against Jacksonville. They can't stop the run. You got the best running back in the game this season. To be clear, this season. What is going on?
Brandon Weeden played very terrible against Arizona. Granted, it was Arizona.
I kind of put that on like when they were playing Washington, leave them in, gain some confidence. He was playing well. All of a sudden, nope, we don't believe in you. Yep. You put in Tony Romo. And then, let's say you play Arizona. Like, Arizona? Okay. And you're like, he played shitty. I'm like, it's Arizona. It's Arizona. And now they're like, we don't know. I'm like, and people said, this is why when guys pick backup quarterbacks, you're like, okay, why did you choose him? Because it happens. Mm-hmm. When you have to play your backup quarterback, that you have to have some faith that he's going to be all right. Like, you don't expect this dude, like, I'm getting Brandon Weeden in case he got to play the all, like, 12 games. You just like, in that 3-4 game pinch, do we think he's going to be sufficient? And I guess they don't feel like he is.
It's ridiculous.
And I'm like, I wouldn't do it, Romo. He ain't getting on that plane, that flight, none of that.
They better be Jacksonville. That's all I can say.
Yeah, they better be. They better be. But that streak is broken, No 100 yards for DeMarco Murray in that game.
New Arizona was going to focus on shutting that down.
Mm-hmm. And we're getting into the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And so this is when the doubt creeps in.
Yep.
And I ain't going front. If Dallas, they shouldn't lose to Jacksonville. If they lose to Jacksonville, people who don't like the Cowboys are going to just come on in and be like, I told you. See, I told you. You're like, all right, shut up. You're like, dude, okay, they hit a bump. Oh, now all of a sudden they suck.
Yep.
But you know, they still in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the Giants, the always, you know, this is their time of the year, second half of the season.
Yeah.
Although they 3-5, you know.
Stranger things have happened.
Lost 3 in a row. You never know with this team. And and you got the Washington Redskins mm-hmm. coming back with RG3.
RG3s.
You know, even though they lost that, lost to Minnesota in that game, you know, I don't know.
Teddy B.
Yeah, Teddy B. But them teams, I don't see. You know, Giants, of course, can make some noise. But, you know, Philly and Dallas, I like where they're going right now. Yeah. And I don't think they'll fall too much off.
Nope.
All right, let's talk to arguably the best team in the NFC and arguably maybe the best team in the whole NFL. People not going to give him no love like that because, well, who's your quarterback? He ain't Tom Brady. He ain't Peyton Manning.
Well, he just signed a 3-year extension, mm-hmm. so he doing something right.
Arizona Cardinals, Carson Palmer, 7-1, 4-0 at home, won 4 straight, 5-0 in the conference. I mean, right now, offense, defense, special teams, they just rolling. Andre Ellington, they're getting some out of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Palmer signed that extension, is moving mm-hmm. the ball downfield,
mm-hmm.
getting them weapons going. Floyd, Fitzgerald. Right now, they are just rolling in the driver's seat in this division. And granted, they won 10 games last year. So it wasn't like they just came out of nowhere. You know, they almost made the playoffs, but just didn't. But this year, they are looking solid.
And they have a tough schedule coming up. They got 5 division games they got to play.
Mm.
So. Ooh, it's going to be rough, but they are looking great right now. I say Bruce Arians has to be the leading candidate for Coach of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
He's not agreeing
with that.
He's done a great job turning this team around. I mean, mm-hmm. they've looked unbelievable on both sides of the ball. So they are a very scary team, and if you in the NFC, they are a team you don't want to play.
No. Now, whether they can hold it is a question. I mean, it's still mm-hmm. early, you know, but Seattle's 5-3, not looking that great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're starting to get away from that game. It's starting to feel like the Jets, yeah. You know, all that. You know, at least with the Jets, they tried to give Mark Sanchez some weapons, although they were headaches,
mm-hmm.
you know, not good locker room guys. You know, at least they tried. And, you know, they ain't got nothing for Russell Wilson, and he's still trying to chuck it. I'm like, if this is your last year with Marshawn Lynch, ride his ass.
Seriously.
This is why you won last year, defense and running the ball. I mean, yes, you want to give Russell Wilson a little more and more, but come on, man. Y'all just – something's not right.
Yeah, something isn't looking right with them, and it starts with Marshawn Lynch. You got he needs 20-plus carries every single game. There should be mm-hmm. no excuse not giving him 20 touches. I know the offensive coordinator came out and said he intends to give him the ball more. I'm like, dude, you should have been doing that 6 games ago.
Right. Should have.
So, give him the ball. Period. Point blank and simple.
You know, and then San Francisco at 4-4. Hey, they better nobody
win.
Saw that.
They better win. Otherwise, it's a wrap, son. If they don't beat New Orleans tomorrow, it's over.
Yeah. The 4-4, lost 2 straight. 1-2 in the division. Yeah, this is
make or break. This is it for them.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it is. I mean, they're going to get some healthy guys back. Arnold Smith will be back. Bowman should be back. All these guys should be back, which should help. But
it may be too late.
Yeah, it might be too late. I mean, because you've got Arizona. Arizona ain't falling the hell off.
Nah, they don't look like it.
You know, so now is it between Seattle and Frisco? Who want it more?
Exactly.
You know, that's going to be interesting. And, you know, St. Louis, 3-5.
They're trying.
Yeah.
They're playing with high effort, so I got to give them that.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense seems to be coming around a little bit. So, you know, they're trying.
Yeah.
They're putting in hard work.
That's right. Let's go to the NFC South, which is,
the worst division in football.
I mean, this is like the NFC West was a few years ago.
Seriously.
Like, is somebody going to suck and get in? You know, right now New Orleans is 4-4.
They're going to be
Orleans is leading the division at 4-4.
They're going to be 7-9 like Seattle was getting into the playoffs.
We don't complain again. They don't need to get in. Are you going to be like, well, we do like the Saints.
It is Drew Brees.
Yeah. We're exactly. not. And they ain't going to complain.
Exactly.
You know, but they 1-4 on the road. God. 1-2 straight though, starting to kind of get things clicking.
Why? Because it coincided with Mark Ingram coming
mm-hmm.
back,
and then
you got a run game feeding them.
And honestly, when they won the Super Bowl, there was a lot more running. They had a legit running game.
That's what I'm saying.
So, you know, they need to stick with that. I mean, 4-4, and then going down the line, Carolina 3-5-1. They starting to hit a bump right now. Cam feel like he's doing everything. Maybe it feels like Cam's kind of peaked. Granted, they took away everything.
Yeah.
But can't Carolina just...
He ain't Andrew Luck. Let's just say that. He ain't Andrew Luck. He needs weapons. You got to put something around him.
You
got to
give him something. They, you know, and then Greg Hardy, I think, is gone for the season and all that drama.
But they
still holding on. And Atlanta.
The team I picked to win the damn division. Golly. Atlanta, hey, they still got a chance.
Yeah, they do. But, gee.
2-6, man. Yeah, I guess ain't nobody want to be on Hard Knocks no more for real.
Nope.
I'm cursed. It took over the Madden curse. Yeah,
it did. Like, I bet you. Come season in, who's going to be Hard Knocks? Nobody. I don't want
to
be on Hard Knocks.
We got to force somebody to be on Hard Knocks.
You're going
to
pick a sorry team then.
The Raiders. We know they're going to be weak anyway.
Raiders should be on Hard Knocks.
Seriously. But, yeah, Atlanta, just Matt Ryan, I don't know. The offensive, defensively, they have just been horrendous.
Yeah, they have.
I mean, golly.
It seems like since Matt Ryan's been there, they've been getting, their defense
worse
has sucked
and
every
worse
year.
And worse. And offensively, they missed the shit out of Tony Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm. Their line ain't doing nothing. That Steven Jackson move has just done nothing.
Backfired.
It ain't done shit. Atlanta, I'm sorry, Atlanta
ugly
fans. Especially that loss in London. Choking it away
to freaking Detroit,
and then 1-7 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I said they'd be improved too, but geez.
Yeah, nobody wants to win this division. It looks like New Orleans is going to try to pull it out the second half of the season, but God, this division is ass. God.
Horrible.
This
man
is the worst division
by far.
4-4.
Well, they say that the person who wins the division has never like repeated.
Damn.
It was like, gosh.
That is a weird division.
Odd.
But yeah, tell me, 4 in a row, Doug Martin, sit down. Jesus.
Yeah, just, I don't know.
You know.
He done.
You know, they're trying to get, they shopping Vincent Jackson. I mean, it's just, it's bad.
Yeah,
first year on the Lovie Smith is not going
it's
well at all.
Really ugly.
You know, maybe second season he'll get some guys that are his and he'll work it around.
Mm-hmm.
All right, last division we hitting, the NFC North, the surprising Detroit Lions. Sitting at 6-2, 3 straight. Megatron coming back.
Hey, Megatron's coming back. Reggie Bush is coming back. They're starting to get healthy.
Yeah, they are. You know, 2-0 in the division right now, 5-1 in the conference. You know, they looking solid now. Just like Dallas, you know, once things start getting tight, weather starts getting colder. You know, what's going to happen? I don't know.
Exactly.
But, you know, and then whoever, you know, the team that love playing in cold weather, the Green Bay Packers, 5-3, although they had that ugly loss, you know, to New Orleans. You know, I think they're coming off a bye. You know, and right now, I mean, most people, I'm looking at Green Bay just making a run. This is just what they do. Aaron Rodgers clicking with Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson. The defense should get a little better.
Yeah.
You know, but this is the time we wait and see what's going to happen. Minnesota, 4-5.
Teddy B. I'm liking what I'm seeing out of the kid.
Yeah.
He's not doing too bad. He's won his last two games. And, I mean, he's keeping them in the mix. I mean, clearly he's an upgrade over Christian Ponder.
Yeah.
And that is clear. So, I mean. Matt Castle, too. So, I mean, the kid's shown he got a little athleticism to him. He can run. Mm-hmm. Even though he didn't run much in college, he's shown he can move a little bit. And some of the throws he's made, I'm like, okay, young man. Mm-hmm. You can play in this game. You can play. So,
I mean, he's looked all right.
This is why I've been high on him since he was at Louisville. Because the kid just has it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but he got it.
You know you got it. What you got is it.
No, but I just like what I'm seeing from the kid. He's shown some poise in his young career so far. So he's a bright spot on that team.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And they're third in the division. So
right.
Chicago Bears.
Kylove, I know you're like, what the fuck?
Like everybody in there throwing hands. What the hell is going on here?
Yeah, I've jumped off that bandwagon after they disappointed me, so I'm through with the Bears. Jay Cutler, done
Who
with him.
This man?
Boom!
That's how they feel about Jay Cutler. Like, what are you doing, man?
Boo that man. Yeah, seriously.
And I have him on the squad, and I'm sitting here really like, do I play him this weekend? I don't know. And I got Cam. I'm like, I don't know. We're going to get into them week 10 games. But I'm like, this week, I don't know if this is a week I want to play him.
Yeah, I don't. Jay Cutler has just been three so and inconsistent. Five. Just this whole team. Mark Trestman.
0-3 at home. The hell.
Yeah. Mark Trestman may not be lasting long as the coach in Buffalo.
I mean Chicago.
Yeah. I don't know. No. Matt Forte is doing his job. Mm-hmm. But Jay Cutler is just not playing up to his contract, clearly. The rest of the offense isn't really able to do anything.
Didn't do much of nothing. The defense ain't helping him out either.
So, yeah. Yeah. It's been ugly.
And they were looking solid. And all of a sudden, they fell the hell off. So, looking at the NFC picture, Arizona sitting at number one with home field advantage. Mm-hmm. Detroit.
Wow.
Is number two at 6-2. They have the tiebreaker over Philly right now based on our win percentage in the conference.
Okay.
Philly sitting at third.
Right.
New Orleans. I'm looking at everything. 7-6-6-4. No, and then right now you got Dallas at 6-3 with a wild card and Seattle.
Ooh.
And they got the tiebreaker based on the head-to-head matchup. You know, Green Bay right out there. You know, Frisco 4-4. I don't know.
Green Bay? I don't know.
Yeah, that one's tough. Now, the thing is, if Arizona makes it, is the only team out that division that makes the playoffs after last year, you're like, wow. If Frisco don't make the playoffs, they may be like, thank you, Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, he's gone. If they don't make playoffs, he's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone. Easily.
Because they've been saying he's been wearing.
Easily. And I think that's been part of the problem this season.
You know, and, you know, Seattle don't make it. I'm like, God damn. I know, like, usually the loser don't really get back. But, damn. Because, Green Bay, I mean, I'd be shocked if Green Bay don't make the damn playoff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Detroit wins this division. You know, kudos to them.
Seriously.
But I see Green Bay pulling out of it. Now, Detroit may make the playoffs still, but Green Bay getting
there. Can't trust Detroit.
Yeah.
You just can't trust
it. Seattle, I haven't given up on Seattle yet.
No.
But it's going to be a rough one. All right, so quick hits before we get into these Week 10, before we look at Week 10. Ozzie Newsome, you're talking about this Ray Rice. Ozzie Newsome testified that he heard Rice tell Roger Goodell that he hit his wife, Janae, in the elevator. Uh-oh.
You lied, Roger Goodell. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't clear. He didn't make it clear. I mean, because they say, like, even in his position, I'm sitting there like, oh, they seen the tape. Why the fuck am I going to lie? They got the tape.
Exactly.
And, you know, or at least they figure that's how the NFL worked. I mean, I would lean into the fact that he would be like, yo, I hit her, and she got hit her head and knocked herself out. And this, oh, my God, in this whole situation, I do think he's going to get back in. Jonathan and I were talking about when this news broke. You know, this is not a good look for Goodell.
No.
And if it
comes out that he lied, then he's got to go.
Yeah.
He's got to
go. It's going to be ugly.
Yeah. It's going to be serious.
You know, you're like, thanks, Roger Goodell. Now all the attention is on your ass and not the NFL. That's been pretty good this season. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Like, Jesus.
Seriously.
And, you know, the other guy who was talked about all season, Adrian Peterson, pleaded no contest to one misdemeanor count of reckless injury to a child. Hopes the NFL would not add additional punishment.
Well, the NFL stated that paid leave is not a suspension.
Nope.
So they can still suspend you.
No, they should.
And they probably should and probably intend to. So, you know, for all you fantasy lovers out there who picked up Adrian Peterson, I know y'all like, damn.
Yeah, he picked him up for the playoff run.
And even if he does come back, I'm like, he may or may not even play.
Yeah, the thing is,
still got to get in football shape.
Yeah, the thing is how
in shape and football shape.
How the Vikings want to handle this?
Exactly,
because I don't, you know, it's
from what I've seen, they've moved on from him.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they've moved on.
Yeah, it looks like they kind of been like, look, you ain't coming back.
Yeah,
but if they do, on one end, I'm like, hey, let him play. Hey, he still got it. What y'all want for him?
Trade.
Because. Mm-hmm. look, we've already heard the instances of everything being kept quiet. We know how the NFL works. If you can help me win some games, mm-hmm. you can help me win that Super Bowl, come on down.
That's right.
What else we got? Oh, the Raiders discussing a move to San Antonio.
I just hope we can win a game.
Sorry, every time I say the Raiders, I'm about to play it. You know, I know they may want to come out there. If they come out to L.A., first off, they're going to have to change some things.
Yeah.
You know, you can't bring that old, you know, this ain't Al Davis team. Ain't no, don't bring them crazy niggas with you.
Yeah.
No, let's start something new. But
moving to San Antonio. Texas is big enough for another team.
Black
I'm sure.
on black. It's going to be like the Raiders and Kings back over here. Black and silver.
So, I mean, it's definitely going to be.
Hey, that's going to be a coup. Hey, for the fans in Texas, it's another team in Texas. So good for them. I know they'll be loving that. Mm-hmm. But, that's going to be weird. That is going to be weird. All right, looking at week 10, you know, we already saw the Browns whoop on the Bengals. Other good games, you got 49ers at Saints. Big game for both teams, really. Mm-hmm. And although, you know, Saints needed just to make sure they can win their division. That's all their goal should be right now. Let's just make sure we win the division. 49ers, they playing for their playoff lives. Steelers at Jets, not bad. I mean, Falcons at Buck. I just put that on and it'd be like, who's going to win that game? Because Falcons on the road.
Yeah.
Although they're playing Tampa Bay. Well, you are on the road, Atlanta, and we know your road schedule. You know, your skills on the road kind of suck. Rams at Cardinals. Rams might be a tough out. Giants at the Seahawks. That one's probably going to be a little up in the air. That can go either way. The Sunday night game we was talking about before. Bears at the Packers. Jay Cutler is crappy against the Packers. I hope this is a good game. I hope this is a good game, a real close game. But they in Green Bay. And with the track record the Bears have against the Packers, it's probably just going to be a damn ass whooping.
Exactly.
Hey, the Dolphins at the Lions should be nice.
Should be interesting.
Mm-hmm. You know, both of them teams, you know, coming off some nice wins. Both defenses are solid. I'm curious to see that game. And you got the Monday night game, Panthers at the Eagles. You know, that was not bad either. Cam Newton, you know, trying to play for their playoff lives. We get to see Mark Sanchez starting his first game in a couple years on Monday night. Let's see what he going to do. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good.
Yep.
But, yeah, man, this is NFL season, halfway point. It's going to be interesting. Let's see how it goes.
Yes, sir.
We're going to take a quick break. We are going to come back. We got some guests coming through. We're going to be talking some basketball, y'all. Should be fun as hell.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listening to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Holla. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. So let us know what you think of our midseason report on the NFL. How you think your team is going to do the rest of the way. You know, we're here to talk. Hit us up, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslehman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts, your input, and just let me know how right I'm going to be about my Broncos and everything else.
All right, it's NBA time, and we got some special guests in the house.
Yes, sir.
To talk some basketball with us. We got the crew from the Hoopla Show. Got Spirit, Storm, Medino Red. What's going on, y'all?
What up?
What up?
Thanks for having us.
Thank you much.
No, thanks for coming on.
No problem, man. We have fun on your show, so you know we had to return the favor.
Definitely.
And now that you know, our season is upon us.
Right.
You know, it's time to get it in. First, I want to say that that auction draft was real interesting, man.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Chris, you were there, right?
I got in.
Right. Now, Jonathan, you weren't there, right?
I had some technical issues with my...
You didn't test it out beforehand?
I did not.
Oh.
Because you know what? I did a draft for someone the previous night, mm-hmm. and it was just a standard draft. Okay. And it worked. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have any issues. But the auction draft, for some reason, it wasn't working right. So. Mm. But the auto pick was fine. I'm cool with my picks. I got my squad.
It was like all set up. 9 teams was on auto pick.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah, it was.
That was the first time we ever had that many people auto pick before. So that was weird. I know some people missed it by accident. Like my nephew, he slept through the draft. He didn't even know. He was like, I was like, yeah, it was some whatever the team. And he's like, oh shit, did I sleep through the draft? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it took me a minute to figure it out. But yeah, I missed the first couple because I'm like, I did not pay $56 for Nicholas Batum. Seriously? Then I looked at everybody else right around and I was like, damn, 70? Okay, like, all right. But then, you know, after a while, I was like, okay, I see how this worked.
Right.
And then, as you know, me and Spear, we over here bidding each other. Like,
right.
I got 9.
Right.
And like, we wait till like the 1 second. Damn. Yeah.
Like, I was over there like, damn, Chris. I was like, okay, I'm gonna back out right now.
It was fun though. It was fun.
Cool. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was different. So
how does that auto setting auto bid work?
I have no idea because I've never used it. I don't trust the computer to do it.
Yeah, it just bid a certain amount. I guess it didn't. And it didn't go too high or too low. It just kind of, you know.
I guess it kind of keeps it where what their
value is.
Well, I think you can preset certain parameters, but if you didn't do that, then it just kind of figures it out on its own.
It was like 50 something bucks on Eric Bledsoe.
Okay,
but that was it. That was a high.
Yeah, score. But I think for the higher players, it just kept going until
because somebody paid $73 for Kawhi Leonard. I was like,
I heard that. Like,
what?
Yeah,
for pink eye. What?
Nobody on the Spurs is worth anything because you never know when they're going to be sat.
Yeah.
Nope. Oh, you know we're gonna have to discuss that.
Of course.
Well, first off, we got to talk about your boy. Call him your husband,
Mrs. James. Yeah. I hear it all the time, Mrs. James.
Your favorite player,
mm-hmm. Your boo.
You know they had a nice one the other day to kind of bring it back.
Yesterday,
beating the unmanned, Denver Nuggets. Yeah. Yeah. Denver looks bad.
I would have hoped that they would have beat Denver.
Denver Nuggets. They would have beat Utah.
That's true. That is true.
It's early.
Was that a nice win? I didn't feel like that was a nice win because didn't LeBron have a crappy game? And I know K Love had a crappy game
last night?
The when they played Denver, right?
Oh, yeah,
he didn't have a bad game. He almost had a triple double.
Okay, I must be thinking about it earlier.
Probably
earlier
lost game. To Portland.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah, that Portland loss was ugly.
It was ugly.
Ugly.
Okay.
Two of the last three games, he only had, like, he scored, like, one game was, like, 4 points. The other one was, like, 11 or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's been, but yesterday, I don't think he had a lot of points yesterday, but he had 11
assists. No, yeah, he wasn't 22, scoring as much.
22, 7, and 11.
Because he didn't have any points up until what? Was it, like, whenever we started texting, was that the second quarter? He didn't have any points at all. He had his first
he was trying to
bucket
pass.
In the
because
the
they were the overcompensating after only getting 6 assists.
That was shocking to me.
That was crazy.
Like 6 assists? Yep. Like, I've never seen that
your
before.
Your point guard had none. How your point guard not having your
six? While having 34 points.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why they had to have that healthy conversation. Exactly.
They denied having.
Who denied
mm-hmm.
it? Did they?
Yeah. LeBron said they didn't have it. LeBron and, of course, yeah. Right. And what else are they going to say?
I don't know how healthy it was either. I would love to have been a fly on the wall during that conversation.
So they said, we're going to get it together. Against Denver. That'll show him.
Yeah. Now, he said early on, now, he said from jump that this was going to be a process.
He did.
And, you know, I know, Spirit, you don't like that. You kind of.
No, I don't have a problem with that part. Okay. I had a problem with him saying that they weren't going to, you know, they're not ready for a championship and, you know, that they're, that Chicago's better. I have a problem with that, but it is, you know, a work in progress. They do have, they will need some time to judge. The same thing happened when he first went to Miami. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little different. I've heard, you know, I've seen that whole Dan Le Batard argument about, you know, that he thinks that it's the same. I don't think it's the same thing just because, you know, they had 2-3 years to plan it. I think when they all took 3-year deals that I think 2-3 years ago, whenever that happened, it was like, okay, they all on the same plan. They all went. They all came through the same year. D Wade was already established at that point. Was like the number three, the third best player in the league.
Exactly.
And you know Miami had a winning tradition. You know they've been there before. Cleveland had not.
Cleveland definitely has not.
You know, and he's the elder statesman. I think when he went there, they were all, you know, the same age. Let's all do this together. Now he is coming in as like the veteran presence. And I don't like the fact that he seems to be like, all right, I'm going to let y'all youngins, if y'all want to do it that way, fine.
I'm going to let y'all fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then hopefully learn. I told y'all when I sent in the email, he ain't running point. LeBron really needs to run point to me. I think he needs to just be like, look, you ain't going to get it. Let me run the ball. You clearly want to score. And he can be the second. You have another ball handler on the court.
See, when I say stuff like that, she jumps on me.
I was letting him finish. So now, okay. Hold on, we guessed. So, we guessed. So I was letting him finish.
Because people hey, like, remember this show. Is your place. So, you know, if you want to tell her to go, I can use the mic to myself.
Yeah, that's why I was being polite and let him finish. And, you know, it's nothing wrong with, you know, us having a friendly discussion. We just don't have friendly discussions.
No, it's never friendly. Yeah. We actually, on our show today, we banned talking about LeBron for a month.
No, he banned talking about LeBron for a month.
Which is just basically we. But I know she has a lot to say about what you just said, Tom.
No, I was bringing it up. Go ahead.
Not at all. I just think that this is a conversation that we've also had on our show, mm-hmm. that it yes, he's older now, he's more mature, but I still feel like, as we all know, especially as, you know, I don't know if you guys played, but it's chemistry. It's not an overnight process.
No, it's not.
So for you, even for D-Wade, even, you know, him and D-Wade are boys. And, you know, Bosh, they were all cool, but that went in the same draft, but that doesn't make them that doesn't have anything to do with your on-the-court chemistry. And I think it might take a little bit of time, not only to develop chemistry, but for everybody to adjust to their on-the-court roles.
It's also going to take time, I think, because I think what we can determine about LeBron James from all of the quotes that Spirit brings to our attention all the time is that he's not really an alpha male. Mm-mm. That's the problem.
He's not.
He's got alpha male talent, but he doesn't have alpha male personality.
So you think that there's, I guess what I'm looking at is, I just feel like, and he kind of did the same thing in Miami during certain games in the playoffs. You would see him take that passive role at the beginning and kind of get everybody else going when they were.
Because he's not an alpha male.
So you don't think it has, have you ever played basketball?
I know alpha male personality.
But do you think, so you're going to say that you think that if your teammates are struggling and you're trying to get he knows what he can do and he knows when he can do it. So if you're trying to get your teammates in their groove, you don't think that early on in the game, like he did during the Denver game yesterday, he had, seven assists before he even had his first bucket. So he's getting everybody else going and then boom, here comes
against
LeBron.
Denver though.
And also,
but it's still in practice. It's still something you start doing.
The fact that he's not an alpha male is not a criticism. It's just an observation.
Yeah, but, and that's one thing that you don't ever understand because you do jump to his defense
guess what I'm saying is that I don't consider that what he does. I don't consider you taking time to facilitate and get your teammates going and distribute before you start getting your own. Because LeBron can put up 30 when he wants to. I don't consider that not being an alpha male.
Then why would you not put up 30? Okay.
I know, I'm gonna say, you got something to say before I jump in on this?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I don't, you know what thing, if he wants to be, I'll say he can be the facilitator. If he takes the third, you know, if Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving take more shots than him, I'm fine with that. If that's what he wants to do. And then like, hey, in the fourth quarter, I'm going to get mine.
Right.
But to me, I'm fine with that. But I don't know if the media and everybody else is not going to make that okay.
Right.
He needs to be the guy. And, I mean, like you said, it is an adjustment. He's got, you know, the whole Deion Waiters thing. They should have traded his ass to me personally. Because that, you know, that issue was still there. I mean, he and Irvin had beef last year.
But he's coming and off it the seems bench to be, and
that's his role. That's his role he should be playing.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't think they should start. Personally, I think they should start Mike Miller. Sean Marion at the two is weird to
Who
me.
Who are they? Oh, they started Sean. Yeah. Matrix at the two?
But yeah. Miller's a defensive liability.
Tricks, you know, that's
silly rabbit.
He is, but I.
Because if you saw last night, even when at the end of the third quarter when Denver started to come back, then he subbed Miller and he subbed Trix.
I actually think Trix is a better starter. I like him as a starter because of his overall game.
No, I do too. It's weird him at the two. He can play it.
Yeah, because of that shot. I think you're thinking about that ugly-ass shot.
It's just because he's like, he can actually play the four when he wants to.
Because, yeah,
so it's weird him playing the two.
Kevin Love is, you know, he's kind of got that sold out already.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A little bit. You know, and then they got with Thompson and Varejao,
yeah.
You know, who got that nice check. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think Thompson's getting his money, but.
And he's been killing on the boards, too. Which they definitely need this season. That's how they run.
No question.
That's how they run it.
Varejao comes off the bench now, right?
No, he's starting.
No. Well, Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Tristan Thompson should come off the bench. Right. Varejao was more than that hustle guy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Let him get his as long until he gets injured. You know, or before he gets injured.
Pretty much. Well, who you think is going to get injured first on that team?
Varejao.
Before Irvin and Love and Kevin Love?
I think so, yeah. I think Virgil going to get injured, getting coffee. rolling out the bed.
carrying his luggage through the airport. Yeah.
How you get injured on your day off?
He was trying to build a clubhouse.
Okay. All right, let's move on to another team. You know, basically the team that's running this city, not
the Clippers?
Has been. No, we got to talk about. I got to talk about Dino team. We got
we
talk
have
about
to.
Ryan. We got to talk
we
about.
We have to. We. They're one of two teams that has not won a game yet, which is unreal.
Yeah.
I just hope we can win a game.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Who said that?
Who's that?
That's his drive.
Jim Moore.
Oh, okay.
But just it's gotten back to basically it's Kobe. Knows the team sucks, and I'm going to do what I can to break all the records that I can. Basically.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Before he burned out.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree pretty with much.
Because he's about to pass Michael, right?
Yep.
Scoring
like, we're not going to win, so I might as well prove to y'all that there's not 40 players in this league better than me.
Right. Now, I will say, I did not agree that he should have been the 40th ranked player. That was an insult to Kobe Bryant. But when I saw when he took 37 shots, I just shook my head and said, damn, man, again? We back to this? All right.
But we were on – I posted that question on Facebook asking people, you know, is it a good thing or a bad thing that he wasn't even looking to pass? And then someone –
Charlie Bell.
So, yeah, and they said to who? Pass to who? Yeah. I was like, you know what? That's a good point.
Pass to all that money that the Lakers spent. Try that.
Yeah,
I mean –
Yeah, they're in a rough situation. Yeah. I mean, they can't. They tried this year. They actually did try, and you know nobody won. I mean, Carmelo wants to win in New York.
Yep,
I'm not mad at him for that.
Carmelo wanted that money.
Well, that too.
And nobody could offer him more than the Knicks did.
Nah, yeah. You know, they kind of feel that. Basically, trying to like, all right, we'll just wait, play year by year. Let's just get him minimum pieces. I know Nick Young's not back, and he'll help out a lot. You know. Steve Nash. On offense. Yeah, he never been a defensive guy.
On offense.
You know, Steve Nash, I didn't consider him from jump anyway.
And everybody's frantic now because he was playing golf.
It's like, I thought you was hurt.
Yeah, we just got through talking about that on our show.
And it wasn't even just that he's hurt. And that's what I was saying earlier, is that he videoed it and put it on Instagram.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That was
once I heard that was stupid.
Yeah, he videoed.
Put out a video of himself playing golf. I'm like, oh, well,
at the driving.
You
range.
Knew people was gonna get on your ass for that one.
Right.
I don't understand why he won't just take that early injury retirement, whatever they call that. You know,
Yeah, I don't think he could have last year. I knew that's why Laker fans were like, "Dude,
fuck
you could have just
you, Steve Nash.
You would have got you would have got your money still. It's like football.
Exactly. He's still going to get his money. Right. So why not?
We could have had that $9 million to offer somebody.
Exactly.
Maybe he was trying to pass Robert Parrish's record. It's like the oldest player in the NBA. I don't know.
So then, how do you feel? Honestly, at this point, how do you feel about your team right this season?
I mean, it's rough, man. I mean, no. Two ways about it. It's rough, you know, and you got people who got decades of Laker hate stored up, you know, so it's all coming. It's not often that the Lakers are in this position, so people are taking advantage of it. I was at my sister's the other day. My brother-in-law, man, he came down. He couldn't wait to let me have it. He couldn't hardly even get "How your Lakers" out of his mouth before he just start collapsing in laughter, you know. And I was like, you know, and this is the funny thing about it, because he don't have a team. He's a bandwagoner, is what I call him. He roots for the bandwagon. That's what I call his team.
So he's a Cavs fan right now.
Right now, he may not. I think he's. You know what? I'm not sure who he's riding with right
one
now.
One of them top, probably John.
But it's always a top team who he's always riding for. Right. And I was like, motherfucker, if you would get a team and ride with them long enough, then I could laugh at your ass. But you go from team every other year, depending on who's in the top contending. You know, anybody who ain't the Lakers, you riding with.
Right.
You know. So, but yeah, it's rough. But it's the natural cycle of things. Great. And I just hope that. That Jim Buss is able to continue on his father's legacy, you know, because right now it's looking pretty shaky, and it's hard to tell how much of this is it his misdirection, and how much of it is just the natural cycle of basketball, and you know, so only time will tell. But I'm hoping that it's just the natural cycle of things.
Well, the person who doesn't get enough blame, who I am giving enough blame to, is Jeannie Buss, who. "Quote unquote" has final say over everything.
That's
so
what she said. That's out her mouth.
If you got final say, you got to be held responsible. I'm sorry, but that's
just
the way
it
goes. You
made Kobe the highest paid player.
Exactly.
And I said before, if you want to pay him $27 million, fine. But he didn't have to be the highest paid guy. He didn't need
like
to do
$500,000.
Right. And see, that's where the blame needs to go. All these people were talking about Kobe shouldn't have taken it. What the fuck?
I would have taken the contract.
Who wouldn't have taken it?
If they offering it to me, I'm going to take it.
There was no negotiation.
They negotiated.
They said, "This is how much we offer." And Kobe said, "Thank you very much."
Exactly.
"I'll see you next year." Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And who wouldn't have done that? You know, everybody's saying, "Oh, Kobe should have passed up the money." Like Dirk Nowitzki and Tim.
No,
I mean, you know
stupid.
What? If those guys want to do that, that's fine. Bravo to them. I hope it buys them another ring. But in the case that it doesn't, you know, whatever, but you can't. And I posed the question on Facebook. I said, to all you people out there flapping your mouth about Kobe should have taken less money. Well, a couple years ago, when we were damn near in a depression, how many of you guys went to your employer and said, "You know what? Keep 50% of my check.
Right.
Keep 10% of my check. Keep $50 out of my check." Fuck. No, nobody did, because that's your check and you're entitled to it. And, you know, the employer's got to figure it out the best way they can, because that's their job.
Yeah, I still think that they sold him on we can build this team around you with this money. I think the other situation with Dirk, and I think
they might.
I think those teams were like, "Look, if you're willing to take this much, this is what we can do."
Right.
I think the Lakers were like, "Here's max money, and we can build you a team." He was like, "Oh, word, okay."
But you know what? They may have been, but they didn't go after Isaiah Thomas. You know what I'm saying? They didn't go after Lance Stevenson.
Big name free agents,
you know what I'm
like
saying?
They always
if
do.
They had gone after
Greg Monroe.
If they had got
that's who they should have got.
Greg Monroe, Lance Stevenson, and Isaiah Thomas, that's a fucking squad. Mm-hmm. Fuck everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You could have moved Kobe to the three. There's always been talk every damn year of Kobe can play small forward. I'm like, well, then get Lance Stevenson.
And that's somebody like he has. Mm-hmm. You know, for a game here and there.
You think Kobe and Lance Stevenson could have played together? Or rather, do you think Lance Stevenson could have played?
Yeah, I think so.
Why not?
I think Kobe would respect his passion for the game.
Well, he probably would have blown in his ear.
Kobe would have actually hit his ass.
Whispering sweet nothings.
Kobe would have said, Lance, get back.
I don't think it's fun this year to make fun of the Lakers. I've always been a Laker hater, just kind of for fun. It's fun to make fun of them when they're winning championships, because then that's a harder argument. Well, right now, it's like picking on
kicking YMCA. A man when he's down.
Yeah, yeah, it's like picking on the YMCA squad.
Yeah.
Last year, you didn't expect them to be that bad. That was true, it. You true. Didn't expect them to be that bad. So then,
but
when
your
they
best player went down,
true.
True. You kind of.
But when they, I mean, after the offseason, when you saw they brought back basically the same team, and you added Carlos Boozer
and Jeremy Lin, and Jeremy let's not forget
Lin Sanity,
point guard extraordinaire. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, half a good season.
So I'm like, you kind of knew going in they weren't going to be good. Right. So like you said,
well,
and no
Julius Randle, and that was unfortunate. Yeah. You know,
oh, God, that sucked.
As a rookie, too.
Yeah.
The injuries this year have been rough, man. Yeah. Everybody.
A lot of them happening.
And I know, you know, looking at the pattern of this conversation, I already know what squad you're going to talk about next. I'm looking at you, Chris. I'm looking at you.
Go ahead and talk
about your team. Well, let me ask you this to finish up with the Lakers. There's been rumor going along around and all that. Are the Lakers going to trade him?
No, I don't think so. Not somebody they gave all that money to. Mm-hmm. They made a statement when they offered him all that money.
And they did it out of loyalty. I mean, I really feel like, I know it sounds crazy, but they did it out of loyalty. Like, after everything you've done.
That doesn't sound crazy.
Definitely.
That's what everybody thinks. Like,
Here, after all you've done for this city, for this franchise, boom. Take your money, and then he's going to retire Laker, and then they're going to continue to be.
Now, do you think Kobe will asked to be traded if they keep trailing the way they are?
No.
Okay. He's going to retire Laker because it's Kobe, and that's what he wants. He's always said that he was going to retire.
Well,
Laker.
Maybe he will. Maybe, because he does. He has stated that he will stay a Laker, but one thing that I think he wants more than anything is that six title.
Championship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to tie
Mike. Yep.
Yeah, so I don't know. It depends on. Right now, he's taking the consolation prize of passing Michael. If he decides that, you know, because he's got what,
two years.
He's on his first year, right? Next year. So if he really decides, especially as bad as this year may go, he may say, you know, maybe for my last year, I want to play for somebody else. If he joins forces with LeBron, I would say, fuck Kobe forever.
Yeah, I would be really shocking him. I'd be like, really?
Yeah.
That's my question. Next question. Where would he go?
There's a rumor of the
New York.
There's a rumor of New York, but I don't. That would have to happen this year,
right.
You know, or at least to trade one of their bad contracts and, you know, some young talent, you know. But then the Lakers, that wouldn't sit well at all, because they'd be like, all right, you got Kobe Bryant, Phil Jackson, Derek Fisher,
right.
They could have all been Lakers, but you fucked up,
right?
And Phil Jackson could have been here, Derek Fisher could have been coaching Kobe Bryant, and everything would be gravy.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about that. Well, he can go to Knicks. I'm like, the Laker nation would freak out.
Yep.
They'd be like, you traded him to Phil Jackson. They'd be like, Jim Buss, get the fuck out.
Maybe that's what needs to happen.
Well, he said
3-4 years. If he don't right the ship, he gone. Yeah.
My
so
question for Kobe is, if
stick to that.
He has 1 year left. Now, everybody says in 2 years he's done. And watching these great players play, they retire when they're ready. So right. 2 years, if he's still effective, right. What if he's like, okay, I want to come back again? Are they going to be like, oh, shit, we can't start this rebuild until this nigga leaves? Right. Shit! You know, so I don't know what they're going to do with them. All right, we'll stick into L.A. I'm going to get to your team soon.
Okay. No rush.
You know, Clippers got a great win today versus Portland.
They pulled it out.
But other than that, they've been looking sloppy. I don't know what is going on with them.
Even Doc was pissed off at them.
Yep. Too busy talking about the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
And they still ain't won nothing.
Mm-hmm. Matt Barnes, I knew it was somebody was smoking when that Matt Barnes started turning the game on. I was like, Matt Barnes, starting?
Well, he's not starting. He didn't start today.
Yeah.
He put Crawford in. Crawford in, which means that you basically have weakened your bench, though.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
But it worked out. It worked out for him.
No, it worked. They needed some scoring punch.
Yeah.
And it's just been effort. I think they started breathing that in, like, all right, we're going to be, you know, we're looking good. The Lakers are at the bottom. This
Chris
our
Paul
city.
And Blake Griffin needed a scoring punch? That doesn't sound right.
To me, off the bench. I like Crawford as should be the third scoring option. I don't – maybe, you know, this was J.J. Redick's best game so far. I think he went for 30 today. He has to play better. They just – something about them, you know, just watching them is just not clicking. You know, it's that whole problem when it's the half-court game, what they going to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not looking that great. I know Doc called them soft, which players don't like to hear.
Right.
And he said they breathing it in, like, oh, we champs. I'm like, you ain't been out the second round yet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Especially Chris Paul.
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that half court thing is something that they've struggled with, even when everybody's like, oh, the Clippers, like, yeah, they're a high powered running gun team. You know, it's fun to watch. But when the playoffs come around, you got to be able to play that slow down, grind out, and, you know, grind out games, then you guys are useless.
They stick to the pick and roll all the time, and they do need to mix it up. And they may, I read somewhere on Twitter, somebody was like, if they don't do it this year, somebody's got to go. He's like, they're going to make some moves. And I would believe that.
I do too.
Yeah, I think so too. I would probably start with the point guard.
With Chris Paul?
Yep.
Really?
Yes, I would.
Okay. That's enough. I mean, I didn't. It depends how he plays.
Yeah.
That was slow. Who would you replace, though? That's a hard, huge. I think Blake is the guy for them. But Chris Paul is the driver, and that's a big decision.
I think they need to get better defensively first.
Well, it's just effort on the defensive end. DeAndre Jordan's not playing like he played last year.
He's not.
No.
And he was their only defensive player.
Seriously.
You know, even before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that.
Matt Barnes can does a little bit. He does
a little bit.
Yeah. Right.
You know what's interesting, though, like along the lines of what Dino said, you know, how much different do you think things would be now if that trade had gone through a few years ago? Mm-hmm. That was
the Lakers.
Yeah. Given where the Lakers are now and given where the Clippers are now and, you know, given the moves or the lack of moves the Lakers have made, that would be kind of an interesting thought.
Well, more so than anything, it was like $40 million off their books in that trade.
Right,
they'd be sitting fine.
Could have made more moves.
Right, because you know I don't know how. I think Kobe Bryant would let Chris Paul run point.
I think he would. I think it's one of the few players he would.
Well, I think Chris Paul is very similar and would be like, nigga, I'm running point. Right. You know, Kobe wouldn't want the ball, and he'd like, I'll give it to you when it's time.
Right,
and he might be like, all right,
who runs the point in the fourth quarter?
Chris,
I still give it to Chris Paul.
Yeah.
He's made some mistakes, you know, and a lot of people getting on him now about making all these mistakes. And best thing in the playoffs, those were some bad mistakes.
Right. Those were horrible.
Right. Yeah.
Oh. I loved it, but it was still horrible. Somebody on my Facebook page said that all of that, she implied that all of that was because of the Sterling situation.
Girl, bye.
Nah.
What?
Yeah. Nah. She said that basically that was the only reason that the Clippers lost in the playoffs last year. Gosh. If it wasn't for that, she said the Clippers would have won a championship.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That's what you say. Okay, that's exactly what you should have said on Facebook.
I think all of us checked out of the conversation at that point.
That's the only thing about social media is that anybody can say anything.
Yeah.
And I say this all the time on our show, but my females out there, we are the worst culprits in that. We just be on Facebook talking sometimes because you just want to join in the sports conversation.
Oh, yeah. My wife was the day my brother-in-law was giving it to me. She jumped in with her cure for the Lakers. My wife doesn't even watch basketball. She won't even watch a basketball commercial. If a basketball was in the room, she'd get up and walk out. All of a sudden, she's like, what they need to do and da-da-da-da. I'm like, well, honey, it's not that simple. Yes, it is. And I'm like, and you would know how? Because you, what? How? How? Whatever.
Yeah, <that's> fine.
All right, I have a point guard question, but I'm going to get to it in a second. All right, man, yo, Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, I got Reggie Jackson on my team, so I'm loving it right now.
Oh, yeah, he's the only one left to ball.
I'm saying.
Him and Ibaka.
I mean, they almost, you know, they almost snicked me as a Laker. Lakers are jinxed to me. They just jinxed.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know who, I think when they got rid of all that long-term people in the company, somebody was like, oh, okay, hex on you.
I do think that has something to do with the injuries, though. When he fired, like, pretty much the whole,
like a lot of long-term
everybody
people that were there for like 30 years and a lot of that.
I think that has something to do with the injuries.
Yeah. I know it's they're not out for, you know, forever. Right. I know some people are like, oh, are they going to make the playoffs? I'm like, they only out for like a month.
It's November.
You know, granted they are in the West, but still, how you feel right now about your squad?
I'm just right now weathering the storm. that's the only way I can figure out how to do it. And I'm happy that we're still fighting. You know, like, you know, we lost by, I think, 2 to Memphis last night. Yeah. You know, we're still in it. So, I mean, if we can just kind of, for the next month, if we can manage 500, Mm-hmm. I'll be happy because when we come back, we're going to take off.
Yeah, I like to see the development now. Now that Scott Brooks is actually forced to play these guys.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And you know, when they do develop, he's going to put them back on the bench as soon as the guys come back. But it is. I'm proud of hanging in there right now. That's about the best I can do.
They've been fighting. You know, Jackson's only going to get better. Mm-hmm. I like to see what happens with Jeremy Lamb. I think he'll get some. And Perry Jones. I mean, that first game he was going nuts and. Yep. He got hurt, but if he can develop that bench, I do like Steven Adams. They finally got another big after
they finally put him in the starting lineup.
Yeah, which is like one of his smartest things he did.
Well, he probably didn't have much of a choice in the matter either.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if the owner was like, play Steven Adams.
They should have been upgraded at center, though, man.
They should have.
They're trying to do Kendrick a favor.
Well, Kendrick brought something in for them with that toughness and all of that. They didn't need at the time, and Ibaka can't play the five.
No.
Dino, what did you used to call him, Dino?
The most superfluous player in the
NBA. And they did pick up, they got a great pickup yesterday, right, bro? We talked about that in the
show. Ish Smith.
Yeah, he used Ish as their, the amnesty or something for,
hardship.
It's that bad. I was like, this dude's averaging last year averaged 3.8 points a game. I was like, give me that contract. Because pretty much we're the Oklahoma Sooners right now. We're pretty much the collegiate team of the NBA.
Ish Smith.
He's going to make a difference.
Yeah.
And in the offseason, he's like, actor on Black-ish or something.
He created it. we're just trying to stay afloat right now.
Okay.
I'm curious to see what I know this has been one of my brother's criticisms about Scott Brooks and him making adjustments in the playoffs in the past few years. I'm really curious to see now. It's almost like you have to coach. Like, you can't just sit back and let Westbrook.
He needs to be fired.
Yeah, I agree. I think they need a new coach.
But I'm saying, really, at this point, this is really his opportunity to really, quiet the
coach. This is his opportunity after all this time?
He's going to have to.
He's gotten them there. He's just, it is them late game adjustments.
Did
he
get
them there,
or did Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant get them there?
But, they weren't. Russell and Durant were there, there wasn't a period where they sucked. And he was the coach of the team when they finally started turning the corner.
I think he was exposed in the finals. I think that was when I first noticed, he can't coach for shit. He can't. You were that outcoached by
the video guy.
The videographer.
In Miami, who even earlier that season was facing his share of criticism for coaching before he finally won his first.
Right.
But it wasn't even close. In the finals.
His adjustments and all that.
Horrible,
I honestly think that we could take Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant as far as he has taken them.
Yeah. All five of us? I think all five of us right here.
I think we could do no worse. Because we could just send them out there to play. Yep. And then they just do it.
Give the ball to Durant and Westbrook.
Then figure it out.
Hope for the best. And if it's not working, we're going to keep doing it because eventually it will work.
Right.
No, this is his year. I do. This is his year. This is his make or break year.
I think
the calls will start getting louder. If he can actually play these guys and when his two stars come back, if he can figure out how to incorporate them and, play the young dudes, give them that time, because Westbrook and Durant can do whatever they want and get their shot when they want. If he can actually develop a bench so it's not so much on these two guys, it'll say something.
Mm-hmm. And then KD has, 2 years left? So this is the time. And you don't want to wait till next year. Mm-hmm. And then he's like,
Washington, here I come.
You need to make these moves now.
Yeah, there's that report that came out from Jonathan. Sources said that it's basically between.
Jonathan loves that.
It's between Oklahoma City and Washington.
Yeah,
one of them too.
So can you see Kevin Durant playing with
John Wall? Bill? Mm-hmm. I could.
That's a hell of a squad right there.
Wow.
Yeah, massive squad.
And then Paul Pierce is over.
They'll be scoring like 200 points every game.
Paul Pierce is and giving up 199.
That's all right.
And my boy with the dreads that came from
Nene?
Yes. I love
him. No, they got a nice squad.
Right, already.
Nene can't stay on the court long enough, though. He's another guy stays injured.
Even what he gives you, down low in the paint, he'll give you. I mean, we're obviously talking a few years from now with that combination.
All right, so far we got three teams undefeated. I know two of them are playing each other tonight. But Houston 6-0, Memphis is 6-0, and Golden State's 4-0. From your three, you know, ask all you guys, who do you think is who do you like the best right now out of those three teams?
I'll say Golden State. Okay. Yeah, that's why I like the best out of those three. I like definitely.
Memphis. I'm going with Memphis too.
Ooh, wow. I'm with you, Dan. I like Golden State.
Yeah, I like Golden State. I think
they've been playing really good defense. Yeah. You know, David Lee can't stay healthy for Jack.
Ever.
But, you know, I like Klay Thompson is starting to. He's
balling. Yeah, man.
If they ever get some help in the paint that can stay healthy, they will be too dangerous.
But their bench is pretty deep. I mean, Draymond Green's nice. He shows up when it matters.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't put up the gaudiest numbers, but I know he's starting at the four now, but he shows up. I mean, he plays well. You mean you got Iguodala, who's solid on defense. You still got Thompson. Harrison Barnes can play. I think it's one of the things. Ezekiel, I think, off the bench. Mm-hmm. You know, you still got Andrew Bogut. And, you know, Steph Curry just throws some shit up.
They need to use Andrew Bogut more. And I heard
they're scared he's going to break.
At the beginning of the season that they said they were going to start using him more on offense. But they don't. He can rebound his ass off, but they don't.
They don't want to break him.
Yeah, he didn't get enough touches, though.
He'll break. Well, he will.
That is a guard-oriented team.
Yeah.
It's a massively guard-oriented team.
But that's what I'm saying, though. You can free it up for your guards if you play inside out.
Right.
You play, free it up more so for your
guards. Well, that's what I was saying. They'll be so dangerous if they ever get anybody in the paint that they can rely on that's like halfway decent. They will be sick.
And Lee just can't stay healthy. That's his problem.
Right.
If he was able to stay healthy, if the team was healthy in the playoffs, I'd be nervous playing them. If they have like their full squad, I'd really be nervous.
Yeah. And a lot of their defense is actually picked up because that was a huge Achilles heel for them, is that they put up a lot of points but couldn't guard nobody, especially not in the playoffs.
Got to give some credit to Steve Curry. He's done a pretty good job so far.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And of course, it just makes me look like a dumbass. But good for him. You know what I mean?
I still didn't like it that – out of way, Mark Jackson. I don't think they should have got rid of him, but you know he's gotten them playing better. You know, so far
they're playing well.
He's back commentating.
All right. Explain to me, y'all, with this Memphis. Why y'all think Memphis is
defensively? They're just killing. I mean, they've given up 100 points in their first game. Then after that, they've just been locking cats down. I mean, Marc Gasol has been doing his job. Zebo is Zebo, and I mean Mike Conley has been balling.
Yep. He just started balling.
Mike Conley's been balling the past few years.
Like, no. Well, I mean this season. I own the dude. Trust me. I own his ass. Trust me. That motherfucker ain't been doing shit this season until the last couple games. So that's one of the reasons why I own him. Because yes, he has been balling, but he came out slow this season.
But now he's back on track. They're 4-0. So a lot of times. In fantasy too, it works just as bad when you're winning. Sometimes if you're winning a lot and you're winning big games, because that just kind of kills you fantasy wise.
Yeah.
Because you're like I hate to turn it on and see like I have Melo, which I haven't seen this year them beat anybody bad. But last year there was some blowouts. I don't like to see blowouts either way because you're like, man, they're not going to play that much in the second half.
No,
and, exactly. You know, and that kind of kills you in that aspect. But at the same time, Thompson has been killing them too. So, you know, how many points are left for Conley when Thompson is scoring 41 points?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's a point guard. There's still assists. Like I said, he wasn't
Was he ever a big assist person though?
He seemed to be more of a do it all kind of guy.
Yeah, and
he's
more
never
of a scorer like, though.
He can put up points, but he more ran the system, but. They've asked him to score more, and I think this year maybe he wants to be in the point guard discussion because he does get overlooked a lot, which is kind of sad because he has game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe Vince Carter, you know, was a nice addition.
That was a good addition, a good pickup.
But, yeah, I like Memphis, though. You know,
I've always thought Memphis was tough.
Mm-hmm. Memphis is a tough out.
It's a tough squad.
That's why I was surprised that year that the Spurs whipped them 4 straight. I was not expecting. I was like – damn, seriously?
I think that was that inexperience, too, though. Because that's
I think it was payback, too. I think after that, first round beaten, and they wanted the Spurs, and we lost in the first round, I think they were like, okay, we got y'all back. Let's do something. But, no, our Memphis is – God damn, the West is so damn deep.
And that's what I'm saying. Three undefeated teams all in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't. Okay, but then the question is, now the next question is, so is Houston going to be able to, I think we were having this conversation on Facebook yesterday, is Houston going to be able to maintain that?
No.
No.
I don't have faith in Houston.
Yeah. No. I like what Harden's been doing so far. I think he's averaging around like 7 assists or something this season. He's doing his thing.
He always does that. Yeah. He always does.
But I don't know. I mean, Trevor Ariza has been really good for them, you know, on both ends of the floor, which has kind of made up for the loss of Parsons so far.
I was worried about Trevor because, you know, last year was a contract year.
Yeah.
And he got paid, so I was a little bit worried. But, yeah, he's picked up right where he left off last season.
Yeah, for them, I don't know. I mean, losing all them dudes, losing the Sheik and Parsons and Lynn, because I don't know who the backup point guard is for them. I don't know. You know, Patrick Beverley is cool, but Patrick Beverley's not just going to go off for like 20 points.
Not every night.
No.
And he's injured right now.
Oh, yeah. He's banged up.
Plus,
yeah.
Most of their wins are against sour teams. They beat Philly. Yeah. They beat the Lakers. Yeah. They beat Utah. They haven't really played anybody. They beat the Spurs, but
nobody playing.
So, again, they haven't really proven to me they haven't beaten anybody. Really?
And they do this every year.
Exactly.
Josh, Howard, he's motivated. You know, they're still kissing his behind. They haven't started talking crazy to him just yet. So he's looking like he want to play before his shoulder hurts, his back hurts, or somebody in the media says something that pisses him off, or they won't pass him the ball anymore, or whatever his other issues are.
Ran out of lip gloss.
Ran out of Windex.
Oh, yeah. The Windex, man.
Yeah, I love when Barkley calls him out. He's just like, dude, like you have Kevin McHale and Hakeem Olajuwon.
Not to mention the biggest shoulders anybody's ever seen.
Yeah, that was his nickname for a minute. He called himself Chocolate Shoulders. You were like, oh, no. Okay.
He called himself
just had a plethora of bad nicknames.
Right? Wow.
My God.
His publicist. Jeez. Chocolate Shoulders?
Yeah, that was when he was still kind of young in Orlando. When
that
he
sounds
was
like gay.
Like a porn name.
Gay porn name. Yeah. Chocolate Shoulders.
Like he should be at the right track or something.
The wrong track. God dang. Chocolate Shoulders. That is horrible.
That's this is from a female saying.
That reminds me of that. Remember that dude that was went viral a few years back on the internet with the Chocolate Rain song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
Oh, my God. The worst.
Oh, man. That was horrible.
That was terrible.
You don't remember that, Spirit? Oh, man. I'm going to have to bring that to the show next week.
Yeah.
Chocolate Rain? Oh, God.
We had a whole episode where we talked about bad sports music.
Raps.
Oh, God. Yeah. Ooh, them joints was bad.
Yeah, man.
Horrible.
Wave to your mama.
I wish you guys could have seen the video for that one. That was horrible.
Was that an NFT?
Y'all sound like y'all stuck it through. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, turn this off. Turn this off right now. Y'all were like,
but it was a great chance to clown. So we're going to let it play. Yeah.
Right. We don't pass up clowning too
much. Right. That's what we do on our show.
Play it right now because we ain't going to be playing it again.
Right.
Speaking of bad, right now, two winless teams, Philly and your Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to
win first?
Yes.
Philly.
Y'all hear Charles Barkley say he was going to go on a hunger strike?
No, he's not, man.
I gave him an RIP today on our show. I was like, if he's going to wait till the Lakers. The Lakers have a tough schedule coming
up.
Yeah,
they do.
Everybody said that they don't, because I think they play Charlotte tomorrow. Yeah, they were like, they don't win that one. It's going to be a while before they
win. They might have a chance, though, against San Antonio in a week, because Popovich is going to rest the entire squad.
Depending if it's a back-to-back.
Depends
if it's a back-to-back. Yeah. If it's not, he won't.
Charles is crazy.
Charles is funny.
Yeah, because you first heard him, he was like, they were like, oh, you know they don't play till what? It was Sunday. Thursday. He was like, let me rethink that. I'm like, all right.
That nigga think the Hunger Strike. He think it's that movie, The Hunger Games. He's all confused. You know he like white girls, too, so that's what he think. He think, I'm going to go to The Hunger Games and pick up on that little white girl.
Yeah, they play Charlotte, and they got Memphis, New Orleans, San Antonio,
damn,
and Golden State,
damn,
and then Atlanta, which is possible.
Hey, there you go. There might be a W for you.
They got a rough start.
Maybe.
Hard to be a Laker fan. All right, since before we wrap this up, I got to ask. Go ahead and tell me why y'all be hating my coach. Y'all be getting on all the time.
You don't know already? Wait, let me ask. Okay,
I'm going to back out of this.
Before we go into that, let me ask you, as a San Antonio fan, how you feel about what he does on a regular basis.
There are times when I don't like it because, as a fan, I'd like to see our team kick the other team's ass at full strength. But I do get it, why he's doing it. It works. You know, partially it's to get rest, but the other time it's to give the other guys more time, which pays off because I don't understand why other teams don't do it. If you want LeBron to play 42 minutes a game, please do that. I don't care because by the time it comes, he's going to be gassed. You know, so I do get that. You know, I don't like it. Sometimes I wish he would, you know, if you know the next game, the second of the back-to-back is going to be a televised game, why don't you rest him the first game? Mm-hmm. I wonder that. But, you know, I get it. I know he gets flack. You know, then I could say, well, damn, it sounds like y'all never want to watch the Spurs anyway. Why are you giving a fuck?
I mean, don't put him on TV. Right, but then, don't put him on TV.
I'd be cool with that. Yeah.
But, I'd be cool with that.
You know, I don't think anybody else is going to do it. I mean, they, people complain like they need to make a rule. I'm like, nobody else is going to do this. You know, because nobody really has star players that'll be like, all right, if you want to sit me, that's fine. You know, you can say, what happened with Kobe Bryant? I'm like, when has Kobe Bryant had a coach who would ask him to do something any similar to that? And he said, okay.
Kobe wouldn't do it.
No.
Exactly.
No,
he wouldn't.
He's not that kind of guy. Mm-hmm. You know, he ain't passing up shots. Shit.
See, that's my problem with it. I get it to an extent, you know, from a basketball standpoint. I think he does it a little bit too much. But. Mm-hmm. You got to remember, this is a business, man. People are paying all this money to see you.
But the other thing that somebody else brought up that I do kind of agree with, he doesn't promote the sport like everybody else. He promotes the Spurs, like a football team. You are coming to see this team, not this player. So their system, they're playing Spurs basketball. I don't like it, but that's how he treats it. He was like, next man up. It's a system. Granted, yes, in the games that matter, he plays them.
Then trade Duncan. Okay, how about you trade Duncan and Parker?
And Ginobili.
Because let's face it, that's who people are there to see.
Right. But what he plays them when it matters. And for me, like, if you sit them and we end up winning championship, sit they asses. That's fine with me. Sit them. I don't care.
My issue is more the timing of it. Like, I think earlier we've had this argument on the show is if you have somebody who's injured – like D Wade's a great example, and his knees, and even resting him during the playoffs. If it's late in the season, and you know these games don't really matter, or y'all seed is already sold up, and it's not like we're gonna drop from 2 to 6. Sure, why not? But when you got them sitting out exhibition games, and they're not even making the trip, and you resting people the first week of the season, are you kidding?
Come on, Pop,
stop it.
82 game, you don't care.
He doesn't.
That game where he rested them in Miami, and I was pissed as hell, and they almost won the game. And I'm like, well, maybe they should have played them because they could have won, and I could have been talking shit. But they didn't. So somebody's like, well, we beat the Spurs. I'm like, barely. We scrubbed. So what's that say about y'all? I mean, no offense. But that's what with most teams. Like, Houston did the right thing. Like, yes, if they're going to come on demand, kick their ass.
Right.
But most teams, Spurs somehow, hang around and win, but that game they didn't. I was like, all right, well, but no, I feel you. I understand people's complaints because you're just like, oh, it was like they're not playing against Houston. Like, ah, damn it. Okay, do I really want to watch this game now?
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
right. And a lot of other teams do it, but they do it in April. You know, before at the end of the season. Right. This guy, that game in the playoff, I mean, in the preseason, where he didn't even make it to the game.
He didn't give a fuck.
What are you resting for?
He didn't give a fuck.
He plays the same number of minutes as we do.
Then you telling people, oh, well, you media don't have your facts together. Like, no, you let your team stay back because Kawhi Leonard had pink eye, Tim Duncan had an ingrown toenail, and Manu Ginobili
had his ball
spot covered.
And the other thing would say, like, everybody's argument about what's the one thing that's going to hinder this team from winning the championship. And it's always health. Nobody says anything else. It's always if they get injured, then there's a problem. So it's like, all right, well, I'll do my best job to prevent them from getting injured. It may cost me some fans. People may not like it, but so what? People didn't like Hackershack and all that. You know, I know they keep trying to talk about changing that. I'm like, nah, it's a rule. It's a way to cheat around. You can get around it. And somehow they end up winning like 60 games. I mean, they've been to the playoffs like 15 years straight. I won 50 games. I'm like,
okay, but
something's working.
Right. But do you think, in all honesty, that if they played more games, they'd get injured?
Right.
That would cause them to get injured? I mean, they can in the games they do play, they can get injured. Yeah,
I right. think he's just like, you're not 100%. I'll sit you down this next game.
Well, I think there's a theory that, like, the more you play and the more wear and tear on your body, the more you're susceptible to injury. And I think that's what he's working against, that theory.
This season has proven that theory wrong right. because everybody's been hurt, and we're only six games into the season.
Well, it doesn't mean that you can't get hurt any other time. It just means that you are more likely to get hurt.
And that's my point, is that you can get hurt any time. The NBA season is 82 games. I mean, like it or not, it's 82 games, 48-minute games. You know, now all of a sudden, these things are problems.
But now, now that these injury bugs are starting to happen more, do you think more people will start trying to lean on that way?
They're going
to
start saying,
but see, this is
60 games.
Yeah, 40-minute games.
But this goes back to what we were saying, too. Like, as far as now, some of this stuff, a lot of injuries do happen in, like, you know, like Paul George or even the ankle injuries. You come down on somebody's foot or you have a collision, you tear something. Or, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But as far as wear and tear is concerned, this is your job. I don't get to not go to work because I have a headache or because I pulled a hamstring or because, you know, my foot hurts. Like, you know what I mean? If you want to talk about wear and tear, yeah, the wear and tear for you to make millions of dollars because you're a professional basketball player. And that goes for every sport.
Yeah, but he's the one saying, I don't think most of these guys will play. I think they want to play. I think he's like, I need you to sit down. Or he's just basically saying, you ain't playing tonight. And they're like, all right. Or they may bitch. Yes, they may be like, why the hell I'm not playing? He's like, I don't care. You sitting. And he's like, all right. Fine.
I'll take a night off.
Yeah, because he said, you know, he barely plays the guys like 30 minutes. So he is like, if you're a stat person and want to just put up points, then you probably shouldn't come and play for me because I'm not going to play you like that.
And that's why I don't have a problem with the players. That's why you were asking about the way we felt about that coach.
Yeah.
About him. He's a great coach. But I just – from a fan of the sports perspective – I don't like we were saying, I'm not picking anybody on my fantasy squad from San Antonio. Nobody.
Unfortunately, I got stuck with Duncan and Ginobili.
You did.
Duncan and Ginobili. That's right,
because we're playing against each other this week. And the other day, you had a couple of little DTs right next to their names.
You just got to pick and choose. You just like, all right, you just got to.
You don't show up for the draft.
Yeah, for prayer. You're like, oh, they got a back-to-back this week. All right, let me play them in the first game.
I called it, too, because I was playing in another league on his daily league, fantasy league. And I almost picked Duncan. And I said, no, it's the second game of a back-to-back. He's probably not going to play him. And the next day, they announced it in the morning. It's so unpredictable. You just can't. Even if it's not the second game of a back-to-back, he might just say, no, we're good.
Not today.
We're good on that.
You feel like if he hurt himself the last game, he's like, he's sitting.
He determines when Punxsutawney Phil can see his shadow. That's how he knows whether or not who he's going to play that game. It's that's how it is. It's the groundhog.
It is like Groundhog Day. Yeah. Another day, another winner of no San Antonio stars playing the game.
So, yeah, man, the NBA is just getting underway, man. We're going to have a great time. I'm sure we'll be going back and forth all season on this, definitely.
Yes, sir.
This offseason, to me, just seemed like it was
long.
Forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was ready. I was ready for the basketball season to start again.
Well, your season ended bad. It didn't end that great.
You would have to bring that up. Okay, I see what you did there, Chris. I see what you did there since you brought that up. Okay.
From the Spurs, and then, I'm used to it, so anytime I can get a jab in.
And then our season this year hasn't started off very well.
Hey, but hey, they come in rested. You never know. They may come in and get off hot.
That's true.
Maybe Scott Brooks will figure it out.
Theory,
yeah.
Getting that rest. You guys hear every week Storm gets you guys' favorite teams mixed up?
Oh, yeah.
As well as them.
Yeah. Hey, Chris is the Bulls fan. Every week.
I got
it. It's a 50% chance of getting it right.
Which one is Jonathan? Jonathan is the black one, right?
With the glasses.
Chris is the one with the short haircut, right?
But see, now I can put a name with the face. It'll make more sense.
There you go.
I get it now.
Yeah, that was the reason.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, if you get it wrong now, we're really going to talk about it.
All right, so we're going to get into our award segment for the week.
Whoop.
I heard y'all, did y'all bring some? Y'all got some awards y'all want to drop?
I do.
Any okay. Noise or what the fuck moments for y'all?
Okay.
Yeah, I want to be, well, yeah.
Okay.
I want to be, we've already kind of talked about my nice.
Okay. Well, we'll get into it.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry, noise.
Yeah. There you go.
My bad.
That's how it got to be done, man.
Noise! That's right. There you go.
All right, go ahead, Jonathan. What's your noise for the week?
All right, I got a couple. Number one, I got to give a shout out to Carrie Champion. After dealing with that whole bullshit with the comedian on ESPN and all that nonsense, I give her mad props for not even acknowledging that idiot, and just standing tall and, you know, being backed by her peers and her coworkers and everybody. So, you know, shout out to her. Another Norse award I want to send out to Marcus Lattimore. Unfortunately, running back for the 49ers, had to retire due to knee injuries. When this man was back in South Carolina, he was a beast, probably a top five pick had he come out. But unfortunately, two gruesome knee injuries. You know, you see it all the time. Willis McGaughey went through it. Frank Gore, one of his teammates, had to go through it. But unfortunately, this young brother was not able to maintain through the hardships of the NFL. So shout out to him and his future.
I my Norse award this week is going out to Leah Steele. You know, she got to attend her dad's game to see Kenny Steele. I think, you know, out there with the Broncos, and that story's just been awesome. Yeah. You know, real proud for her just getting through it and pushing through. That real strong spirit of with her, and that bond between them seems to be real strong. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad she actually got to go to a game. She was on the field and all, so that was cool. So, you know, shout out to the Bengals organization on that.
Mm-hmm. I thought the way they handled that was definitely a class act. Yeah. Like even mm-hmm. him, you know, leaving him on a practice team to pay the medical bills.
Right.
You don't hear that kind of stuff. You always hear about who beat their wife up or exactly. girlfriends or who's on steroids.
We never hear about the good things right. that people do. It's right. always the bad shit.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what you got,
you got, brother?
Oh, mine was, you know, I got to keep mine basketball.
That's all good.
And first of all, let me echo yours on the Kerry Champion. And not only the way she handled that, but for being fine as hell. Sorry, I digress. mine was about the three undefeated squads in the West. Okay. I know it's early in the season, but, you know, we know that West is tough.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that, you know, aside from Houston, the other two teams have played some very difficult, you know, some tough games. So, you know, just for getting off to such a strong start, because there's nobody in the East that's undefeated, which is unreal to me.
That is funny.
Given how weak they are. So. That was it.
All right, now that's cool. All right, let's get into it. The what the fuck moment.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, my what the fuck was going to go out to Artie Lang. I know Jonathan got that one with this little shit, so I'll let him get into that. Other one is my alma mater, Hampton University, the real HU, somehow lost to Morgan State 38-35 on their homecoming. That ain't cool. I was like, wait a minute, this is and they were up too. And I was like, okay. And then I saw the loss. I'm like, wait a minute, this homecoming weekend? Oh, damn. Okay. They've been playing like shit all season for some reason. But come on, HU, the real HU. We got to do better than that.
Is there a fake HU?
It's a thing. It's a thing between Howard and Hampton.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They both are initials HU.
Got it.
So yeah, definitely got to give a what the fuck to Artie Lange for his bullshit ass tweets about. I'm not even going to get into the derogatory shit he said and the racist stuff he said. He came out and apologized, but honestly, you said what you said, and that's how you feel. So I really don't give a fuck. and another one, I got to give a shout out. I got to give a what the fuck to the media for the hoopla that's going on in Cleveland. I mean, my God. First, for crowning them and all the extra attention they're getting. Can they do it? Now they suck, and now they can't get along. There's been five games. It's early in the season. Like Storm said, chemistry factor is going to take – it's mm-hmm. going to take time for them. It took time in Miami. Now, I do get what you're saying, how he was a little cocky and confident when he went to Miami with the 4-5, 25, winning 80 rings and all that shit. I get it. I think he learned from that with the flack he got from that. He humbled himself a little bit. And plus, he's going into a situation now where these guys aren't established like they were in Miami. Chris Bosh had led Toronto to the playoffs. D-Wade led Miami to a championship. Kyrie Irving has an MVP in an all-star game. He ain't done shit. Kevin Love ain't done shit. I mean, they're great players. Mm-hmm. I mean, when they were on their own sorry teams. Mm-hmm. But now that you got to play a team game, it's going to take time for them to adjust to playing an actual team game. So let's slow down before we just, you know, jump off the Cleveland bandwagon and just say they're going to suck. So
what's Brian Windhorst going to do when LeBron retires? Because any seems like all of a sudden now he covering the Cavs. I'm like, I thought you were.
I thought you were Miami.
Like, all right, I guess you just following LeBron.
Yep.
Like most of the country. So. Might as well.
All right, any other awards you want to hand out? Anybody else got some?
I have a what the fuck.
All right. Show.
That I mentioned on our last episode, Monta Ellis claiming that that Dallas can win 20-plus games more than they did last year. Last year, they won 49 games. So he's saying that they can win 69 or more. Because he did say 20-plus was his quote. So I had to give him a what the fuck on that. basically trying to claim to go for the record with his Dallas squad.
He should get a what the fuck and that slap upside the back of the head. Like, what the fuck? Pap, nigga, please, sit your ass down. All of that.
I'm like, they going to be good. But yeah, I'm like, but you got 69.
You ain't getting close to 70 games. Right. Yeah. Right.
And the way Portland was D'ing them up the other night, and they was standing around watching Dirk go 1-on-5. Yeah, 69 games, I don't think so.
Yeah. But I still do think they're going to be they'll get home court first round, for, I think.
I think so.
They should.
All right, we want to thank y'all, the Hoopla crew, for coming in.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank y'all for having us.
You know, let everybody know about your show, where they can contact you, the network and all that.
You can find us on our website at thehooplashow.com. We are under the Red Rock Network, which you can find us under Red Rock on Stitcher and iTunes. Under Dino's Network, you can also find the Shiznit Show. Under there, the Weblog Award-nominated Shiznit Show. We're also on we're on Facebook under Hoopla. We're on Twitter at Hoopla Show. And you can email us at hooplashow@gmail.com.
Yes, check sir. Us out.
All right, y'all. Well, you know, we want to thank y'all for tuning in once again to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. You know, you can find our shows as well on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. Also on our homepage, blackisonline.com. You know, you can leave us reviews. We do love the five-star kind. Any comments or feedback, if you just want to chop it up with us, hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. For the longtime listeners, thank y'all for tuning in. Episode 101. Giving y'all that 101 on the sports, you know what I'm saying? For the first-time listeners, definitely want to thank y'all for checking us out and tuning in. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. Go ahead and tell everybody about the show. Tell all your loved ones. Go ahead and tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your cats, dogs, chickens, ducks, roosters. Let's see what we got this week. Go ahead and tell your ants, your spiders. Go ahead and tell your cockroaches. I know some of y'all got them roaches. You better watch out. Go ahead and tell your centipedes. Go ahead and tell your daddy long legs, black widows, all that good stuff. Go ahead and tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, joined by the Hoopla Squad, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla. Give pill, woman in my force field. Like an hour, holler points. I keep rap flows to feel. So when you're walking down the block, you better watch it, you approaching.
I'm not your R&B
fan. So ain't no need for vocal coaching. Just a 40 in the rope. And I'll evict you out the units. Why y'all niggas couldn't move me if you work for starving students. Down in orbit tight. From St. Ives, the rest right.
Yikes.
The man that stuffing mics, the motherfucker's windpipe.
As we turn
to burn, it's time y'all niggas learn. I neutralize y'all niggas like relaxing in a perm. With flows to go against the grain. With a story so compelling, I should mob the people's voice. Snatch the mic from Doug Llewellyn and host my own show. After Bill Cosby comes
Rico,
transmitting live to all my black people. Catch my drift. I'm down with my nigga E. Swift. My name is Tash. I'm from the group that you don't wanna fuck with. Never shy. Sipping on some YSY. Smoking tie with his business. More fly than Jasmine Guy. Hooked up with John Q. So let me do my thing. When niggas rock that play shit that they bought from Chess King. But still, I train rhymes to flip like a seal. Niggas say my rhyme skill on the steel was unreal. But all I do is chill and swing it when I bring it. Oh shit, that's my nigga. Show these niggas how you sing it.
I bring it to your chest, pour all the way live. We deliver ill verses, guaranteed to call ties. When we start rapping, heads roll like that. And what the fuck, blood got the alcohol, it's rhyme a lot. Yo, I'm like Grimace when I'm on this rap scrimmage. And I got this magic on to make your beauty soul diminish. The abstract delivers, I beat the Queen's nigga on point. Mary Jane ain't nothing but a joint. They call the nigga up to add a little bit of flavor. Now I'm cutting and slashing like Luke's lightsaber. Yeah, what? Yeah. You trapped in the zone where MCs get seared and all spots blown. And in this rap shit, a nigga need to be picky. I'll
fuck with the crew who down the deuce, deuce, Mickey's. I'm from the rotten apple. Y'all niggas can't grapple. And love to the mix, hit your ass like a tackle.
Ha! Bust my liquid ass style. Peace to Mad Lib and my nigga Wild Child.
The disky while I hit the whiskey, bust a rhyme off the head, Jay.
The nigga miss me. I'm in this rap game, so I'ma aim to be best. It's fresh, but off the head is like the dunk contest. I don't walk the street, I roll my Jeep in the instant. I rock the beat to sleep like an infant. The liquid crew coming like this on you, with that 4 minute old English piss on you. You're busting dumb raps off the cap, oh shit. But I got the pen and pad locked down like a pit. I let the ink submerge into the thin wood sheets. Beats make my head bop, so I'ma rock it for the streets. I fill all my days with big butts and boom. I let my pants hang, cause my big nuts need room. I'm not old school or new school, I'm out of school. I'm ditching when my girl starts bitching. I get hot like a kitchen. I fly down like the Chi-Town wind, cause I got the Illinois to make the hardcore grin. When the Saints come marching in, I'ma roll right by them in the fly Lincoln. Roughneck niggas wanna box me down, cause I got the ladies looking like Foxy Brown. The Knicks bring the beer tip, sticks it in your ear holes. I've dropped the mic and strike the Heisman pose. Alcoholic crows.
I get hardcore, man, from the underland, a fucking Wonder Man, bam, lunatic potential, an instrumental differential, confidentially smashing instrumentals, on this tune I bring raps of doom to the mic, and put my rare shit in flight, peep, if the drunk funk don't wanna hump in your trunk, man, you got some motherfucking junk.